Progressive business growth strategy. Entrepreneurial ventures, no matter what they offer, pass through four key growth phases: infancy, from $0 to $1 million in revenue; childhood, $1 million to $10 million; adolescence, $10 million to $50 million; and adulthood, $50 million to $100 million and beyond. Each stage presents its own set of challenges and opportunities. The trick is figuring out where your business stands, what it needs to advance to the next level, and how to take that big step forward. Stage 1, infancy. To succeed in business, you need to sell your product or service effectively. Many entrepreneurs make a big mistake by not putting enough effort into selling. Spend most of your time, around 80%, on selling. Don't worry about having fancy logos or business cards. What's crucial is getting your product out there in front of potential customers. It's okay if your product isn't perfect yet, you can always improve it later. What really matters is whether people are willing to buy it. Some entrepreneurs, especially new ones, think they're too important to bother with selling. They believe their products will just fly off the shelves. But reality often hits them hard. Reach out to a few people and see how they respond to your product. Or try setting up a stand at a flea market, or throw a party for your friends and neighbors. It's crucial to find out early on if your business stands a chance. Optimum selling strategy. Customer base. Are you trying to connect with everyday folks, Walmart shoppers, or readers of the Wall Street Journal? To reach them effectively, follow the footsteps of industry leaders. Advertise where they do and market where they've found success. By doing this, you'll find your own place in the market and connect with your audience in meaningful ways. What's for sale? Don't rely on just one thing to make it big. If that one thing doesn't work out, be ready to change it up. Sure, some people get lucky with one idea, but most fail that way. How much? When you're deciding on the price for your hubcap polish, take a cue from what others are charging. If your competition sells it for $5.95, that's a good starting point. Sure, you might attract some attention by undercutting them, but in the long run, that could hurt your profits. On the flip side, if you jack up the price too high, you might scare off potential buyers. Find a sweet spot in the middle, make a profit, but don't go overboard or sell yourself short. The message. Choose the best way to reach consumers, like direct mail or an advertising campaign. Get concise, accurate, and lively material written by a professional copywriter. Dare to be different by highlighting what makes your product unique. Even if it's similar to competitors, find ways to make it stand out. Discovering your best-selling strategy is crucial, but it's not everything. Don't forget about finding a mentor who can share their experiences. Asking for advice shows respect and can give you invaluable insights. Stage 2, childhood. Some entrepreneurs get comfortable in stage 1. Their businesses do okay, they earn a decent living, and there's not too much stress. They don't want to shake things up because that feels too unsettling. But if you want to keep moving forward, you've got to be open to change. To cross the $1 million milestone, it's essential to create, introduce, and sell new products. While attracting new customers is crucial, your progress relies on keeping your current customers engaged. Give them reasons to purchase your new products and ensure their buying experiences remain enjoyable. Effective team brainstorming strategies. Innovation is a team effort. Brainstorming works best with 3 to 8 people. Keep it short, under 3 hours. Set clear goals and decide on how many ideas to generate. Focus on smart and doable suggestions. Everyone should freely share without fear of criticism. Keep every idea alive. Turn ideas into reality by assigning tasks for product or marketing plans. Expect progress when you meet again. Convincing your team that change is good might seem tough, but it's key for growth. Everyone benefits in the end. Encourage everyone to share their thoughts, it makes them feel valued. When you've got a new idea, go for it. Don't worry about the nitty-gritty details just yet. Even if it doesn't work out, you'll save time and money by being quick. Your loyal customers can give you instant feedback, which is super helpful. Evaluate new products for usability, cost, and quality. Will customers want your product? Are your cost and sales targets achievable? Can you ensure your product works as intended before launch? Do you have the right team to execute your idea? Do you have an alternative strategy if things don't go as planned? Are you prepared to change course if needed? Know when to let go of a lost cause. It's better to ditch a bad seller and start fresh than to waste time fixing something broken. Always aim to make your products better, even if they seem fine. Invest in improvement rather than cutting costs. Happy customers are your best promoters. Smart entrepreneurs understand the difference between what customers want and what they need. Except for essentials like food and shelter, most purchases are optional. People crave an enjoyable, fulfilling shopping experience. Make sure you deliver. $10 million or bust. Stage 2 acceleration of your business hinges on how well you sell and market. Follow these key principles and watch your business grow. The customer is king. Respect all your customers, whether they spend a lot or a little. Your business thrives on repeat buyers. Make sure they're happy. Ask for their thoughts. Especially focus on building connections with big spenders. They make up 80% of your sales. Big spenders want to feel important. Make sure you meet their expectations. Bad news is good. Getting complaints from customers might feel bad, but it's actually a chance to make your stuff even better. Don't take it personally. Instead, welcome criticism and say thanks for it. Create product distinction. To outshine rivals, every product needs a distinct marketing identity. Highlighting differences as strengths and perks. Maintain your advantages. Constantly watch your marketing efforts. Keep the strong ads and ditch the weak ones. Marketing drives and boosts business. Never get too comfortable. Successful business people grasp the psychology behind purchasing. Most of your profits come from those who have money. They buy because they can and because it makes them feel good. Your job as a savvy entrepreneur is to create desire in your customers. Do people really need a $20,000 Rolex when a $20 watch does the same job? Probably not. But a fancy watch with gold and diamonds? That's a different story. It makes big spenders feel amazing. Craft an exciting shopping experience for your customers. That feeling of joy can become addictive, bringing them back for more. Keep your high-end customers interested. Make them feel special. Stage 3, adolescence. Rapid company growth is thrilling but brings its own set of hurdles. As revenue skyrockets from $10 million to $50 million, enforcing stricter controls becomes vital. In earlier stages, you were more hands-on, forming tight bonds with a core team who shared your vision. But as the company expands, maintaining that personal touch becomes tough. You used to have a say in hiring, but now managers are adding new faces without your knowledge. Walking through production, you realize you barely recognize half the people there. This growth might also be impacting product quality. Switching from the excitement of entrepreneurship to corporate management might seem like a big shift, but it's crucial for your business's success. Bringing in experienced managers can help you smooth out operations and solve problems effectively. Corporate execs are typically more conservative, focusing closely on profit and valuing consistency and efficiency, qualities that complement your entrepreneurial spirit. Delegate and stay involved. To make this transition work, consider setting up a structure where your managers handle most of the administrative tasks. Let them take charge of their departments and respect their expertise. It's a good idea to check in with each manager weekly, except for the marketing head. Since sales and marketing are your forte, stay closely involved in that area of the business. As a CEO, staying on top of a $50 million business is tough without information. If managers put in the effort to research and write reports, the least you can do is read them. Neglecting this sends a bad message and can push away important managers who you need to perform well. Apart from sales and marketing, a CEO's main job is hiring. Think about the financial gains from good employees and the losses from bad ones. The impact on your company could be huge, in the thousands or even millions of dollars. Finding superstars is hard, they're usually already working somewhere. But turning good employees into stars isn't that tough. Star employees don't need to be pampered, they're self-driven, take pride in their work, and love challenges. They value recognition. Stage 4, adulthood. Being among the elite few whose businesses rake in $50 million in revenue opens up exciting opportunities. As the CEO, you can choose to scale back your office hours significantly while still leading the company. Alternatively, you could transition into an advisory role, sharing your valuable insights with the company's leaders. Moreover, you have the freedom to consider various paths such as selling the business, taking it public, or using its wealth to acquire other companies. With your hard-earned success, you have the autonomy to dictate your workload. Yet, knowing the entrepreneurial spirit, you might already be eyeing your next challenge. Key points. 1. Sell effectively, adapt, and welcome change to progress through business growth stages successfully. 2. Prioritize customer satisfaction, innovation, and flexibility to drive your business forward. 3. Encourage teamwork, encourage feedback, and maintain product distinctiveness to excel in competitive markets. 4. Delegate responsibilities, stay involved, and prioritize hiring to manage rapid company growth effectively. 5. Transition from entrepreneurship to corporate management to sustain success and encourage innovation. 6. Explore diverse growth options and encourage autonomy as your business matures and achieves substantial revenue. 7. Continuously seek new challenges and opportunities to harness your entrepreneurial spirit and drive future success.